Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, many listeners are at the beach on holidays this week, so we're starting a four-week series today called Explore Your Shore. And each week we'll talk about a different aspect of the Irish shoreline, from rock pools, basking sharks and seaweed. And today we're starting the series by talking about jellyfish. We're starting talking to Dr. Tom Doyle of the School of Biological, Earth and Environmental Science in University College Cork, an expert in jellyfish, and he also runs a citizen science Facebook page called The Big Jellyfish Hunt, which sounds like a really interesting Facebook page, and he's going to tell us all about it. Tom, thank you very much for joining us this evening. An expert in jellyfish, how does one become an expert in jellyfish?
I guess I didn't grow up wanting to be a jellyfish expert as such, but I did want to be a marine biologist, and it was during my PhD studying leatherback sea turtles in Irish waters that I became fascinated by jellyfish, because turtles feed on jellyfish. But then when I began to study the jellyfish, I realized how little we actually knew about them. And for many species, we knew very little beyond their scientific names. So I guess that's how I really got into them.
And why is it, do you think, that people find them so fascinating? Some people, at least.
I guess it's because they're alien-like. You know, they don't have any structures such as arms or legs or even eyes or heart or lungs. So I suppose it might make us wonder. And then many of them are round. They don't have a left or a right side like we have a left and a right hand. And then they can be completely transparent. So I guess it's that kind of almost alien-like experience that you see on the shore. But it's probably the fear of being stung, if I'm completely honest. Yeah. That's why most people are fascinated by it.
Yeah, no eyes or heart or lungs. I'd never really thought about it. I've never seen it. You know, eyes in a jellyfish, so it makes sense. But I'd never really thought about it. Okay, so let's talk about getting stung then, and what sort of varieties of jellyfish are around. If we're talking about the Irish coast, what sort of jellyfishes? Jellyfishes?
Jellyfish. Or jellyfishes you can
Sorry.
As well. Yeah.
What sort of jellyfish could we expect to see?
There's, believe it or not, there's actually over 30 different species of what we call jellyfish-like animals in Irish coastal waters. And some of these are completely different things that most people wouldn't see, and some of them are really small that you wouldn't see. So of the true jellyfish, the ones that we're talking about in terms of that they're round and they have tentacles and they sting you, there's about, you know, six common ones that most people will encounter. But then there's another four or five large jellyfish-like animals that we encounter as well on our shore.
So can you talk us through the six common ones then?
Okay, well, so the first one would be the common jellyfish, or the moon jellyfish, and everybody would be very familiar with that. And they're almost completely transparent. They're about the size of your hand. They've got these four pink gonads or rings in the center of it. So most people recognize those. They're the type of jellyfish most people would pick up and fling at each other. So they have a very mild sting, if any. So that's the common jellyfish. You can see thousands of them washed up on our beaches because they form these spectacular aggregations or swarms or blooms of jellyfish. So that's the common jellyfish. But then another jellyfish that people would find would be the compass jellyfish. And this is probably our most striking jellyfish. It's visually quite a striking jellyfish. It has these 16 brown triangular-shaped markings on the bell that make it look like a compass rose. So when you look straight down on it, it does look like a compass. And then it has these long trailing tentacles and these other structures called the whorl arms hanging underneath. So they can be really long. They can be, you know, a meter and a half in length. So these are a large jellyfish, and there's been some fantastic footage posted on YouTube in the last few days of them, where you can have, you know, tens or hundreds of these swimming around. But they're really a south and a west and a northwest coastal species. Then one that most people probably wouldn't be familiar with, except unless you live in Wexford, would be the barrel jellyfish. This is the largest jellyfish in Irish waters. It's extremely robust. It can have a large dome shell or shape, and it's white in colour and has this purple fringe of what we call lappets. But, you know, people, when these wash up on a beach down in Coraclo and Wexford or something like that, it can be quite scary because it almost looks like an octopus or something, and that's where it gets its Latin name. But so that's the barrel jellyfish, but they're rare in most places except for Wexford.
Now, hold on, you're speeding through them. The compass jellyfish and the barrel jellyfish, what about their stings? How worried should we be?
Well, for most of these jellyfish, you don't need to be worried at all, because it's their sting will be something like a nettle sting, and then the barrel jellyfish doesn't sting at all because it doesn't have any tentacles, but it does produce a mucus, and unless you're repeatedly handling barrel jellyfish, you should be all right.
Okay, so that's not bad. Now, the lion's mane. I swim in an area in around Howth, or I've just taken to swimming in an area in around Howth, and there's a lot of talk about the lion's mane jellyfish, which I had the misfortune of looking up and scaring the bejesus out of myself. But I still went in, but I live in fear.
The lion's mane is our most venomous jellyfish that we do have in Irish waters, and unfortunately for most people in Dublin Bay is a hot spot for the lion's mane jellyfish. Because of the temperature of water there, and it's linked with the Irish Sea. But it is a hotspot for them, but the good news is that they don't form these spectacular aggregations or blooms that you see for the common jellyfish. So if you might see 1,000 common jellyfish, there might only be one lion's mane jellyfish. But they do feed on the other jellyfish species. But the lion's mane, it can get up to a metre in diameter, but rarely, I've rarely seen them bigger than 60, 70 centimetres in diameter, but that probably doesn't
help. No, you're right, it doesn't help at all.
But they do have nearly 1,000 tentacles that can be 3 or 4 metres long. So these are the jellyfish to watch out for, because they're here every year. They are a native species, and they do pack an extremely painful sting. But they have in recent. I used to say that you typically just find them in Dublin and maybe up the East Coast. But over the last couple of years, we've certainly been getting records off Mayo and in Galway and County Clare as well. But typically, you don't find them off the South Coast in Ireland.
And is there any way to avoid them?
Just keep the lookout, you know.
You're swimming along, you know, so no, I think is the answer to that. It's too late, like, really, once you've hit one of those 1,000 tentacles, like, you know.
Well, no, if you just brush off one tentacle, see, that's the thing, if you just brush off one tentacle, you'll get a sting, but it's... And the animal might be still 2-3 meters from you, so swim in the opposite direction. Oh, okay. You should be fine.
Look, just finally then, if you do get stung, what is sting management? I know there's different types of advice on this, and I know that you've looked into it. What would you recommend? I know, and what does the HSE recommend?
Yeah, well, the HSE and would recommend the traditional recommendations are that you apply salt water and then you apply a cold pack. But we've carried out several scientific experiments on this over the last couple of years, and what we've shown is that you should apply a two-part treatment. So one, you rinse with vinegar, and when you rinse with vinegar, it causes or it stops any further venom being ejected into your body, because you might, when you brush, if you're swimming off hold there, if you brush off a tentacle, there still might be some tentacle still on your arm, and if you don't apply the appropriate rinse to that, it might cause more venom to be injected into you. So if you apply vinegar, it stops further venom getting put into you. But then the next thing is to apply heat, so a hot pack, so 45 degrees. So we're not talking boiling water here. So that's the kind of fear. Okay. You know, it's just hot bath water that you apply then. That will relieve the pain.
Great. Tom, thank you so much. Really informative and interesting. That's Dr. Tom Doyle of the School of Biological Earth and Environmental Science in University College Cork. And indeed, if you want to find out more about jellyfish, you can look for the Big Jellyfish Hunt on Facebook, which is the Facebook page that Tom is running.